We've all been there. There's an issue with the phone or the credit card bill, and we got to call customer service to help straighten things out.
And then we get maybe bounced around. We get scripted replies, long hold times. Sometimes even that soothing hold music can stop us from losing our cool before the issue even gets resolved.
For today's Teach Me What You Know segment, we'll look at some ways to prepare yourself so you can approach this often frustrating experience with a clear head. Right now, we're joined by Whitson Gordon, editor-in-chief at lifehacker.com. Whitson, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, apart from, you know, maybe some meditation and yoga, what are some things we should do before we actually make that call to customer service?
Well, before you even get to the call, make sure that you've done a little bit of research on your issue. You kind of at least know a little bit about the background of what you're calling about, and gather everything you might need beforehand. Get things like your account number, your account password. Get all of that in front of you so you have it when you call and you're not wasting any time. And if you've called before, have the ticket number for your previous call so you can refer to them.
And we hear a lot about, you know, talking to a real person. That's a premium these days instead of the automation getting stuck in the phone purgatory. How important is it to talk to a person, an actual live person?
I mean, we all know this from experience.
And did we lose Whitson? Whitson, are you there? I think he is. So we're going to redial and see if we can get him back on the line.
And you, in the meantime, could pledge support for Wisconsin Public Radio as we get him, make sure we've got him on the line. Make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Looking for 9 pledges by the end of the hour. You can help us meet this goal. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I believe that Whitson Gordon is back with us. Hello, are you there?
Hi, sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Great, no worries. Bad customer service
on
somebody's part.
We put you into the phone tree, Whitson.
That's right. So you were talking about the value of talking to a real person.
Right. You know your problem. You know if it's something a robot is going to be able to help you or not with. So you know whether you need to talk to a real person or not. And with most phone trees, you don't necessarily have to go through that robotic system. A lot of times, if you just press 0 or say representative, you'll get put through right to a real person.
And when we've got that real person, sometimes there's maybe confusion, maybe a language barrier, or they're just not solving our problems. We're getting frustrated, maybe heated. What are some things we should not say during the conversation to make sure we get the help we want?
It's important, as one would imagine, to always try and stay polite and level-headed. If they get something right, say, yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for. You know, be direct. Say what you want. Don't beat around the bush. That's going to help them do their job better. But at the end of the day, if they're not getting you what you want, it's okay to escalate the call. That's part of their trained process. And when you ask to speak to a supervisor, they should give you one.
Now, we hear the catchphrase, don't take no for an answer, a lot in various scenarios. Is this one in which we should go in with the mentality, I am not taking no for an answer?
Absolutely. You know, there is obviously a point where you have to kind of give up and take no for an answer. But, you know, they're in the business of helping you. And like I said, if they can't, if you escalate it up, you know, executive customer service can probably do more to try and get you what you want. If your demands are unreasonable, you know, then it's, you probably don't have that much wiggle room. But in a lot of cases, don't let them say no, at least at the first tier. There's always someone higher up that you can go to.
Yeah, when do we know that we are on the line with a person who, despite their best intentions, just doesn't have the authority to help us and we need to move on?
Usually you'll know because you're talking to executive customer service. They tend to have a little bit more power. They're probably going to try and do a little bit more to help you rather than just saying yes or no, we can't do that. Usually this will be not on your first call. Maybe it'll be on your second or third or higher. And these are people who would describe themselves as supervisors or executive customer service. And you don't want to go straight to them on the first call. You need to kind of go through the lower tiers before you get there.
And as far as that term executive customer service, is that something that you can get on the line and go, I would like executive customer service, please? Or does that just mean you just keep bouncing up the phone chain?
Usually, like I said, you kind of want to go through the lower tiers first. They're the ones that can bump you up. Nothing's going to annoy executive customer service more than you trying to get straight to them. But, you know, there are databases out there that you can go, you know, if you Google, try and look up who the executive customer service representatives are at different companies. Just like there are sites like Get Human that will let you know exactly how to go around a company's phone trees and get to talk to a human. You know, there are databases that will tell you who the executive customer service are. But if you don't, I wouldn't call them immediately.
Now, sometimes I wonder, sometimes I get on the line and I'm thinking this person is good, they're super helpful, and there's going to be another call. Is there a way to like make sure I get back to my current person who already has heard my sob story?
Well, usually they'll give you their name and they'll give you a ticket number. And usually if you call back with those in hand, sometimes you can try and get back to them or have them call you back. You know, there's never a guarantee, but these are things that you definitely want to write down as soon as you call.
And as far as someone who can actually help you, what are clues that you are talking to an individual who can solve your case?
Well, you know, a lot of times they're just going to be a little bit more responsive. They're going to try and work with you and ask you questions about your issue rather than try and write you off. You know, this is another trick that I often tell people. If you're not getting a lot of help on the phone, try a different medium. You know, Twitter gets laughed at a lot, but a lot of customer service or a lot of companies have put customer service representatives on Twitter, and they're much more likely to listen to you and try and solve your problem because it's a public sphere. And, you know, anything bad you say about them on Twitter can be seen by other people, and they're trying to look much more helpful.
Let's go to a caller. We've got Adam on the line with us in Platteville. Adam, hi.
Hi. I know that there's been instances where I've gotten stuff in the mail or other people have, and sometimes it's related to, like, con artists. And I know there are certain rules that people have to follow for call centers and things of that nature from the FCC. What are some of those things that can be like a telltale sign that this is not a legit company or organization, that they're actually trying to be a con artist instead?
Well, that's interesting.
I can take my response off the air.
That's interesting, Adam. And I've had, when they call me and say, hey, I'm from Microsoft customer support, I know that's often, as if they're calling you, it's often a scam. But Whitson, how do we know we've found the right corporation, the right customer service line to help us, and it's not some kind of scam thing?
Well, you bring up a great point. That is the absolute first thing that I would say is if they called you, just like if someone emails you a link, you don't necessarily know if that's coming from the right person just because they say it is. If you're unsure, hang up and go look up the customer service number on the company's website and call them back there. You know you'll be getting to the right place. I'd also say that, you know, if anything seems fishy, if it seems like they're trying to distract you by saying or they're being really urgent about something, you need to solve this now, that's kind of a red flag, and I would hang up and try and call back the regular customer service.
Now, you've been saying all along that it pays to be polite and to keep your cool, but is there ever a scenario in which just a dab of rage will get you a better result?
Rage probably isn't the right word.
Indignation?
There's definitely something to be said for heightened concern about your problem and just trying to be a little bit more forceful. Again, knowing exactly what you want and telling them what you want, and not asking for it, saying, this is what I would like, that can go a really long way. But there's a difference between being kind of commanding and being angry, and you don't want to lose your cool.
Now, are there things we can do are there online resources or apps or things like that can help us wade through a company's tricky phone system?
Absolutely. There are so many great ones. One of my favorites is an app called Lucy Phone. It's available on iPhone and Android, or you can use it on the web. This is a really cool service that will wait on hold for you. So if you call a company and they just have these long wait times, they say, you know, it's going to be 20 or 30 minutes until you're the next caller, but you know you want to get your issue resolved, use an app like Lucy Phone that will let you call the company. When you get put on hold, you can hang up, and Lucy Phone will call you back when a customer service rep picks up. So you don't have to sit there waiting for someone to solve your issue.
I could have gotten so much more done in my life if I'd had that. I've definitely had those. I can't cook now or do anything. I have to wait. I'm on hold.
Exactly. There's also a really great site called Get Human, which, as I mentioned before, if you go look up a company like Comcast or whoever else, it'll tell you not only what number to call, so you don't have to go waiting around their website, but it'll tell you exactly what numbers to press to get to a real person.
Well, great. Lots of helpful advice there. Thank you so much for joining us, Whitson.
Thank you so much for having me.
Whitson Gordon is a writer and editor-in-chief at lifehacker.com.